Hey, and we are live. So welcome everyone. I thought I'd hop on and just try to answer any questions that the Entrepreneur Passion Group might have. I have been in the business arena for almost 10 years now, so there's a lot that I've learned, especially with marketing, and I thought I'd, share some knowledge and answer any questions. This is just kind of on the fly, of course. I just decided, I'd hop on and try to help people and take some time. And while people are kind of hopping on and maybe thinking about questions they'd like to ask, so you can ask questions in the comments. And as the comments are coming in, I can at least talk to some of the points that have been made in the group regarding growing your following and just kind of getting your brand out there. I've seen a few Shopify people that have been on here, and they're trying to figure out how to grow their following, especially with $0 in budget. So I want to share some thoughts around that. So how to grow a following. If you are in Shopify, there's quite a lot of opportunity with e-commerce. It works the same as any other business. So you're literally trying to build a following for your brand, and the approach is quite similar. Now, if you're selling products with Shopify, offering a discount code or something on your website in exchange for an email is a fantastic way. Actually, I was just at Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday, and they're trying to sign me up with a 20% off coupon. And it actually is something that I think could convert quite well because you can get customers that are in there buying products, get them signed up, you get them on an email list with that coupon. And they actually have paperwork there where they're capturing emails. So for an online business, it's a similar approach. You need to have a way to capture emails so that if people are coming to your site and you have traffic coming to your site, then you can capture emails. Now, the biggest question is well, it's great. I've got the email form set up, but I don't have any traffic to my site. So how do I get traffic to my site with $0 in budget? I can't spend money on Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads. I can't spend money on that. So what do I do? And that's a great question because a lot of people just build it and assume that it will come. But if you have an email form, that's just part one. You need to be able to get the traffic, the relevant traffic to your site of the people that would be interested in buying from you. And to do that, you need to find out where those people hang out on the internet. And you need to connect with the influencers who run those sites where your customers are. Because those influencers can get your name out there with Shopify, with your Shopify brand or whatever brand, really. I think influencers are the way to go. Or, put it another way, just getting connected with the blog sites that you're trying to get interested in. That's where you're going to get the reach. Because if you are on a blog site that has quite a few views, quite a few traffic. If you can get your name on there and, give some content to them. So if you can at least write an article, I'd say the top blogs, you're looking at about 800 to 1,000 words that you need to write related to your topic and make sure it's helpful advice and not so much self-promotion. Because at the end, you get a link to your bio where you can, put your Shopify site on there, but you need to write a quality article for, 800 to 1,000 words. And this costs you nothing to do it yourself. You can write what you know and then get that blog onto somebody else's website. It's going to do way more traffic for you compared to your site, especially if your site doesn't have any traffic. You need to get your, you need to get your name out there so that, anyone can kind of find you that's on those sites. So we don't have any comments yet because I realized that I kind of put this out here. So that's okay. I think this Ask Trev segment is something that people can refer back to. I'll make comments related to, you know, how to grow your following and try to help people out. But anyone that is listening, and you know, we're going to continue to grow this, and maybe this particular video has helped. I just thought I'd answer that Shopify question that came up in the comments a while back about how to grow the following. Now, if you do have even like $5 to $10, you can actually go over to Fiverr.com, and then you can like you can pay somebody to you know, you can pay somebody to write like an 800 to 1,000 word article for you. Literally, it's fantastic quality for like $5 to $10. You can get like a ghost writer to take care of the writing for you. If maybe English isn't your first language, but you're targeting English language prospects, then you could easily get some people who can write to write for you. And that's just part of the automation, right? Is to be able to do that. I see Nelson's made a comment. That's why I need to my blog more visits. Yes, so to get more visits to your blog, I've really been looking at this because this is like critical to lead conversions. Like even after you've set up your email form, right? Like maybe Nelson, you might have an email form set up, but it doesn't do anything for you if you don't have any traffic. So to get traffic, it's a lot of different marketing strategies working together to get your name out there. So one is the guest blogging. You know, I'm going to use an example. Leo Babauta, who runs ZenHabits.net, he used to just write on his blog. Okay, he never did any external writing for anyone else but his own blog. And it wasn't until he actually wrote for somebody else's blog that he got traffic from that site to his. And he didn't have any budget on advertising, so he really needed to kind of figure out, okay, how can I get traffic? Well, he looked at the sites like the productivity and motivation sites, because those were his niche, and he went to those sites and said, hey, here's an article that I've written. I thought maybe you'd like to publish it. And this is really proactive, right? If you're going to the site and saying, hey, I already have an article for you, it takes the editor's headaches away from them, right? Because they don't want to, like, they get bombarded with guest posts. But if you already wrote the article for them, Nelson, that's going to give you way more opportunity because they'll likely publish that. It's already one step ahead of everyone else. So getting the articles out there is critical. You know, working on a backlinking strategy is also important. And that comes to outreach, right? So we talk about blogs, like any kind of content that you can give to somebody else. And it's so counterintuitive, right? We always think about our site. How can we build the blog on our site? Or how can we build the content on our site? But that's not really going to get you traffic because nobody is going to see it. You're new to the SEO ranking, right? So your site isn't even on Google. You're not even there yet. So in order to get your site up there, you need to get those links back to your site. So when you write the blog, you also write a bio at the end that talks about you. And you want to have a link to, you know, like you're running XYZ site. And then that link is going to really help with your search engine results because it's another backlink. You know, I've studied other people, like individual brands, like Chris Guillebeau. He has, I think he has over 1,000 backlinks just for his website, 1,000 backlinks. So he's clearly gone out and he's reached out to a ton of other sites in his niche. And he said, hey, here's an article for you. So he's gotten really great at article writing for others. And that's what's really driven traffic to his site. Now you can do other things, right? You can do the Facebook ads. You can do the YouTube ads. It's a little bit more challenging to get the value out of it because one, it's something you're paying for. It's paid traffic. You're literally trying to build a following out of nothing, but to build a following out of nothing, you're almost better off writing the articles and spending the time up front to create content for others because you're helping others, you're helping create content for others, and being helpful is much better than trying to serve yourself with ads. And I think, people will just naturally get to know you. Like if you write a guide, for instance, like a Shopify guide, and you share that with like Shopify.com and say, hey, here's this guide and it's in my niche and I think it'd be great for your blog. Like if you did that and you got onto Shopify's blog, that kind of traffic that you'll receive is incredible. And you might get rejected, right? Shopify might say, hey, we've already got enough articles and we have a specific style that we want. You're going to get a lot of people saying, hey, we can't take any more blog articles, or we have a certain standard. Well, if you can't get to that standard, try to find somebody else who maybe is a little bit closer to your web traffic range and reach out to them. So, I think, Nelson, I hope that kind of helps you. If there's any other questions that you have, feel free to throw them my way. I really want to be as helpful as I can for you and figure out how we can get you more traffic. That's probably the most important thing to me, is that you can get more traffic, more visits. But you want quality as well, right? So you're going to see lots of like packages that you can buy, like web traffic packages. I looked into this. Like you can go into Fiverr.com and also buy, 800 to 1,000 web traffic visits per day. So just a note on that, the quality will not be amazing. It'll likely be bots. So it won't be real traffic, and it will likely hurt your search engine ranking down the road as you're adding these visitors that never actually wanted to go to your site in the first place, or they're not even relevant. And that's the issue, right? Is you're trying to buy traffic that isn't relevant. And that's where ads kind of work, is that you can target your traffic, but it's still a lot of trial and error. With the blogging, I feel like the ad, consider your blog article like an ad, right? It's going to live forever. Like it lives on that blog site forever and it doesn't just disappear. Facebook ads, once you are done with your budget, the ad disappears. It's like it's a sunk cost in a sense, because if you don't get anything with that traffic, then there's not much you can do with it. So I would really highly recommend, if you can build some content for other sites and put your focus on that, then that's what you're going to do. That's, I guess, really the main point that I wanted to focus on for this session. And I'm going to do more. I think I'll give people more of a heads up and let them know, hey, I'm hopping on. And I'll probably get feedback as to when would be good times to hop on. And definitely continue to leave your comments below, and I will keep hopping on here to try to help. If I can help one individual, I'm happy. But I also want to see results, right? So whatever I say, I'm really hoping that people will take what I say and then implement it. That's what this group is for, is to promote your passion, right? That's the mission of this group, is to promote your passion. So if you're only listening to me and you're not writing the blog articles, you're not connecting with the influencers who can get your content out there, then I kind of feel like we're running in circles, and I want you to kind of get out there. And if you need help with scripts and whatnot, then let me know and I will get you scripts on how to connect with influencers and how to collaborate. You want to build rapport with influencers. That's actually going to be quite critical, because sometimes especially if you're trying to connect through Instagram or something like that, you might want to try to build rapport first, because influencers get quite a few inquiries. So talk about their photos and like their photos and get to know them, and then see if a collaboration would work. Collaborations are a whole other discussion, which I'm sure will come up, but just to focus on organic traffic, blog posting is the way to go. Anyway, I'll wrap this up. And yeah, we'll get into a rhythm of trying to help others. So, thanks, Nelson, for your comments. I really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll wrap this up.